Alice in Wonderland was published 150 years ago this week, and by no coincidence at all, an internet-aware take on the Alice story, Wonder.land, also opened this week at the National Theatre in London. Among other tasks for this new musical from the creative team of the theatre's director, Rufus Norris, composer Damon Albarn, and writer Moira Buffini, is to create a show that might one day fill the horseshoe-shaped footsteps of the National Theatre's money-spinning warhorse. I spoke to writer Maura Buffini, who was born in the UK, to parents from Artain and Letterkenny, about the constant refinement process of a musical. It first opened at this year's Manchester Festival, and about Wonder.land's exploration of the anxieties of an online world.
www.wonder.land.
The play went on in Manchester in July, at the Manchester International Festival. And we always knew it was a kind of a work in progress there. I mean, people say it takes years to develop a musical, and not until I was trying to write one in less than a year did I realise that that's actually true. They really do take time. So we kind of knew we were fighting against the clock, and we knew what we would do in Manchester was learn loads of stuff to take on and develop, which we have done. Damon's rewritten the music. I have rewritten the songs. I've rewritten the story. And it's become much more itself, much more focused. And I think that is just the developing nature of a musical. You just take it on, and each time you do it, you learn a bit more.
I hate being me. I hate it. I totally, utterly hate being me.
Well, it's funny, because the last time I'd read the books was to my own children. And you sort of see it through their eyes. And I think they are books that you just become a child again reading. But what really struck me reading them as an adapter was how little traditional narrative there is in either book. Alice meets a strange series of people and creature people. And there is no kind of onward going dramatic narrative that resolves in any way. At the end of the book, she wakes up and we realise it's all been a dream. And I think that actually is the secret of the book's enduring appeal, is that it appeals to our subconscious somehow, to our dream side, if you like. And I think that's why the book has artistically inspired so many people, both visually, like from Tenniel's amazing drawings that accompanied the original edition onwards. There's like 150 years of response to these extraordinary stories. And the White Rabbit is more than just the character in the stories now. The White Rabbit is 150 years worth of response. So the White Rabbit has sort of taken on a cultural significance. He is that which must be followed. You follow the White Rabbit. That's what you do. The rabbit hole, I mean, our take on it, we met Damon and Rufus and I to discuss the idea right back when we started. And Damon was sort of playing with his mobile phone and he just said, well, this is the rabbit hole. And we all said, yeah, you're absolutely right. And especially because we're all parents of teenage children, this is where children go, where we can't follow them. And it is a place they can navigate better than most of their parents can. And we don't know what they're up to. It's their world. It's their rabbit hole.
www.wonder.land.
The difficult thing with the internet is that it's kind of everything. And the challenge became to sort of nail it down into something that would provide narrative. So we just had this idea that Alice escapes into a game. She's got a little online game going on all the time called Wonder.land. And Alice, who is a very modern inner city mixed race girl, makes a little avatar who is as far away from herself as she can get, who is the little blonde, blue-eyed Victorian Alice. And it's her relationship with that avatar and all the qualities that she gives that avatar that sort of form the, that sort of send us on our story, if you like. I mean, it's so much part of our world now, and I'm not surprised that the theatre has started to find ways to dramatise the online world. I mean, we're not the first production by any means, and I'm certain we won't be the last. It is so much part of our experience of living now. We're all so worried about what it's doing to us, and I think particularly as parents, we worry about what it's doing to our children because it is a world that they understand and can navigate better than we can. And you sort of feel on the edge of that, worried for where they're going all the time and worried for how much time they spend engaging with screens instead of the real world. But two things have sort of shifted my thinking on this play from the sort of mere scared parent perspective. One of which is a story that Rufus Norris, the director, told me about his eldest son, who said, "Dad, you've just got to trust me." He said, "Whatever locks you put on this, I can get round them. However you try to keep me out, I can get in. I'm better at it than you. You've just got to trust me." And Rufus said, "Yeah, you're right. Actually, you've left me. I have no other option but to trust you. And we have to trust our children."
I've got a notion for eyes like the ocean. See what this golden blonde can be. Let nothing correspond to me!
Dot!
Maura Buffini there, and Wonder.Land will run at the National Theatre London into 2016.